Our text is from the book of Matthew 25, verse 21. His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this beautiful reading. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for your will. Thank you, Lord. I pray, Jesus, for your written word, Father, that you interpret to your people. Help us, Lord, to know you better and do your will. Thank you, then take your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, today, I'm led by the Spirit of God to quickly speak on the theme, the rewards of faithfulness. In Matthew 25, verse 21, his master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master." Now, yeah, we said, his Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over few things." Now, the reward of being faithful does not mean that you must be watching over millions of things. No. You can be faithful with a little one, and you can be blessed with more. We're talking about reward, especially the reward that comes from doing, from being faithful to God. The reward that comes from being faithful to God. Reward can be both earthly and heavenly. God sees our effort and promises to reward our faithfulness. Now, I'm not saying that people will not accuse you. I know the world we live in today, no matter how you strive to be right with people, there are many that will always seek your downfall. But we are talking about being faithful to God. Because God sees the heart and he rewards us. And I can tell you that there are two kinds of reward. Reward that will be given to you on this earth and the reward that you will receive in heaven. In Hebrews 11 says, we read, "He rewards those who honestly seek him." If you honestly seek God, he will reward you. When we seek God and serve him, he promised to bless us. And this is where we are. You don't have to show the world that you are honest. You don't have to prove yourself that you are honest. All you can do is to be honest, do your best you can, and leave the result with God. Because the devil is our accuser. He looks for opportunities to destroy us. He makes every effort to destroy our character. And this is where we find ourselves in. But Abraham obeyed God and was rewarded with a promise of a great nation. In Genesis chapter 12. Amen. The Good Samaritan, kindness, was rewarded as an example of love. If you look at Luke chapter 10, verse 25 to 37. Helping those in need bring joy and reward. Now, as we read through, we see that God rewards people based on their relationship with God. He sees the heart and he judges our heart. And he rewards us. I know if we were told stamps and say, who you think is the faithful person here? A lot of people would be highlighted. But if God comes to judge the heart of everyone, then you will see few people. Because most times we make decisions based on our interests. How we feel about people. Perhaps they may have interacted with us one or two occasions and we saw sincerity. But deep down in your heart, they may not be sincere. So these are challenges we face. And so the only person that can guarantee us 100% and know us is God, because he sees the heart and he judges the heart. And so I want to tell you today that our faithfulness to God and others leads to wonderful reward. Whether in this life or the next, God sees our heart in action. And if you want to experience the joy of God's rewards, I want you to commit yourself to the life of being faithful. Now, sometimes when you look at our world today and the challenges we face, you may ask yourself, is there any faithful ones in this world again as before? Yes. There are still people that are faithful in the midst of adversities. They still remain faithful. But only God knows them and only God can judge them. To conclude, the reward of faithfulness is based on our effort of living right with God. And I can tell you that the Bible points out few people in the Bible that were honest, and God promised them and blessed them. We saw Abraham, the Good Samaritans, and those that help people in need. Faithfully, do it faithfully. God can reward them. I can assure you today, if you can change from your attitude or whatever you see yourself doing that may not be right, if you can decide to repent and turn to God to be faithful, God will reward you. Faithfulness pays a lot, but it takes a man to be faithful. Only God can help us. And if you want to be faithful, seek wisdom from the Lord. Ask God to help you to be faithful. I will encourage you today that if you stand faithful, God bless you and follows you all the days of your life. May the Lord bless his word and sanctify it in our heart. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.